Yes, check it out, man. It's your boy Akon, and you're about to check out the Dana Cortez Show. Let's keep it locked, baby.
Yesterday was the longest day ever, and I think it's my fault. I'm
oh,
so
no.
tired. Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
I need time alone. Mm-hmm. And in order for me to get time alone, I got to get away from DJ Automatic because we're married and I love him to death. But I have to go to our bedroom and close the door. He knows if I close the door, that's my signal to this is my alone time.
That's leave me alone.
Yeah, and that's okay. That's okay. But because I don't get a lot of alone time, I end up staying up super late. I should be going to sleep. I get up in the morning. The alarm clock goes off. It still says 3.
That's funny because you hang out super late to hang out with yourself.
With myself.
Which is understandable, though.
Yes.
Which is understandable.
I mean, you have to realize we're together all the time. So the only time we sometimes get away from each other is at night when we because I like to watch TV late. I've always watched
and
TV late.
And I don't
late.
Like sleeping with the TV on. DJ Automatic does. So then he'll come in the room later and wake me up and... I just need that alone time. I don't know how to get to bed earlier. And then I didn't prep my food.
Oh, no.
So we're going to work out, and I have to get my workout in because I promised myself I'm back on it. I didn't prep the food, so it took me forever to make dinner. I had to go work out on an empty stomach.
Dude, that midweek mom hustle is a lot. It was a
very long day. So waking up this morning, I made extra strong coffee. Cheers. That is not a Stanley. That's a Yeti. Man, I don't know. Do you think it's rude that I go to the room? I've never even asked you automatic and close.
No, I look forward to it.
What? Sometimes you go in there and open the door and you ask me, what are you doing?
Well, I mean, of course I'm going to wonder what you're doing if you've been in there for hours. But at the same
hours, it's like 20 minutes.
No, it'll be hours sometime. But at the same time, it's like, I need that separation too. I don't, trust me, it doesn't hurt my feelings even a little bit.
It's just
me and Oliver out there on the couch.
Lord,
and for some reason,
Oliver.
My cat thinks I'm his mom now and he's trying to suckle me.
Oh! Whoa, here we go. Now we're getting to another layer of it. What's going on there?
I don't know. Last night, I was like, oh, he just really likes to be in my armpit. And then he was like doing this weird thing in my armpit. And I was like, hey, go away. And then he started doing it to my side and then my hip.
Looking for his mother, Anthony.
Yeah, he was. I was like, either he likes my fat or he thinks I'm his mom.
You know what? Automatic, you're like an emotional support cushion for him. I like it.
I'm an emotional support cushion for the entire house, okay?
Well, not your wife, because she needs that door shut.
No, I was going to say, don't come in there when I need my alone time.
Until she needs it. Then she'll be like, come here.
Come hang
but
out
Dana,
with
are you
me.
Feeling regrouped and refreshed? Are you?
No, I'm not. Okay. I'm staying up late on my own. I'm making myself tired because I need the alone time. I'm going to start going to the bedroom earlier, but it just feels weird because the sun is still like all the way up.
Are we going to have to start limiting your screen time? Is that what's going on when you lock
I'm
that
not
door?
Even on the screen. Ask God. I'm just sitting there with like the TV on.
I go on the balcony. I can see in the bedroom and she's on her phone. She's on her phone. Yes, you are. Every single time you're on your phone.
If I'm on my phone, I'm not even going through TikTok or Instagram. I'm on Amazon most of the time. Filling my cart with things I'm never going to buy.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
It's really hard to be friends with friends who hate each other.
Dude.
And Anthony's going through, he came in and told me and DJ Automatic about the situation and agreed to talk about it because I know that it's a lot.
I found myself stuck in the middle of a beef right now that I had no idea about. Mm. There's two comedians I work with and I've worked with them over the past few months and I didn't know they had ongoing beef with each other.
Right.
Until each of them at separate times during our weekends of working together pulled me aside and said, hey, I seen that you worked with so-and-so. What's up with that? And I'm like, oh my God, okay, this is still ongoing beef. In which I replied, yes, I have. It was cool, and that was that. And I kept it pushing and didn't.
So they're trying to get you to, they're trying to extract information or get you to say something negative about the other person.
And the crazy thing is, they're grown men. I didn't know we did this. I didn't know we did this, all right? And deep down, my true gut feeling about this is, one, neither of them pay me enough to have to pick a side.
I know that's right.
If you want my allegiance, put up the bread now.
Yeah, there you go.
Right? And number two is, we're friends, but more so we're acquaintances through comedy. Work friends. You've never met my mother.
Yeah.
That's how I determine my friends. If you met my mother, if you met Doris, then that's another level of friendship where I'll reach that level of honesty.
These are friends, they're not family yet.
Exactly.
I got you, Aunt.
So just dealing with these two sassy men, as a reminder that, you know, even through adulthood, people can have this thing going on.
And they want you to choose sides. That's the hardest part. And Anthony, you know, Automatic and I were talking about it, and I don't think you should have to, right? No. Why should Anthony have to choose a side between two grown men he's working with? They're the ones being childish at this point. It doesn't make sense.
If he picked a side, it would be childish. And plus, it wouldn't be very beneficial to his career.
Ooh.
That part right there, if they really care about you, you're talking about real friends and family, they're not going to want you to have to pick a side because it's going to hurt your career.
Now, the one thing that has crossed my mind, too, is from the optics. Now, do you think I could end up being not trusted by both of them? Because they're like, yeah, right? So now I'm just outed from everybody. So now I feel like I'm joining the beef because now I don't like either of y'all anymore. How about that?
You're putting me in this predicament.
Yeah.
There's some sassy men in comedy, Anthony, but I'm going to tell you about some sassy DJs. Okay?
Oh, no.
No. I love this
team. I feel like I've been dealing with this, what you're going through, my entire adult life. And at this point, what I do is I just do me. I don't even I can't acknowledge them. I can't acknowledge what their gripes or what they've got going on. And when people talk to me about them, I just let them say what they're saying, and I don't say anything about them anymore because to me it's just wasted energy. I've already made it known how I feel about certain people and certain DJs. And if you want to talk about them, you can talk about them. I'm not going to.
But that's different, Otto, because Anthony likes both of them. They just hate each other. Anthony likes both of these guys.
It's true. Part of me is like, why can't you guys just get along?
Have you thought about that? So here's what have you thought about being the mediator and you invite them both to dinner or whatever, and you sit one on one side of the table and one on the other and say, hey, can we have a conversation?
Hell no, because if I invite them both to dinner, one of them is paying. I ain't paying for that dinner.
I was going to say, you're the most poor. You're going to get stuck with the bill.
Dog, I'm not getting stuck with that bill at all. One of them is paying.
Well, I'm going through this with my girlfriend right now because her ex is with somebody that I'm really good friends with.
Oh, that's dicey.
Oh, my gosh.
That's another layer to it.
She was trying to get me to give tea on their relationship. She was trying to, and I said, I wouldn't say anything.
Yeah.
Because I love both of these women very much. And unfortunately, the guy's a jerk. The guy's the worst guy ever. And now my good friend that was with him and is no longer with him is very happy because my other friend that got with him, she's now been dumped by him.
Oh,
so
no.
Both ladies are both not in the relationship with this bad person. And I'm just like, oh, my God, I'm stuck in the middle of it.
And they're dealing with a sassy man, too.
Yes. And he's the sassiest man of all. Trust me.
Let's all lower to
I'm going to tell you
there.
The root of the problem is sassy men.
Oh, my God. Yeah, dude. All these men we're talking about all wear merces and eyeliner.
That's what it is.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I think sometimes we can be asked questions that are rude without the person who asked the question knowingly trying to be rude, DJ Automatic. But, Jesse, this happened to you. And it was about your dog, Crosby, which hurt my feelings.
Your feelings were hurt for the dog.
Yes, for the dog and for you as a dog parent.
I have a very old, elderly, 12-year-old German Shepherd.
Oh, pobrecito.
And he was in the elevator doing his old man thing where he just kind of like hobbles in and then stares at the wall. And the lady was like, oh, is he blind? For the record, no, my dog's not blind. He's just old. But how do you answer that?
What a weird question. And when you said no.
She was just curious.
Oh,
nine times out of ten when I'm asking a question, it's because I'm just curious. It's not vindictive. It's not hurtful. It's nothing but curiosity.
But blind? Are you blind?
She pitied him, I think. I think she saw him looking in the corner and was like, clearly this dog can't see. Joke's on you. He loves that corner.
Oh, yeah.
That's his favorite corner.
That's his favorite wall.
He doesn't want to talk to anybody in the elevator, just like me. Don't talk to me, lady.
He doesn't like small talk, okay?
He doesn't want you to pet him.
It's also one of those intrusive questions where it's like, I don't really know you. We're in an elevator.
That's
I don't have the time to talk to you. Don't ask me about my dog's medical history while we're up going up two flights of stairs, bro.
I've done it too, though. I always, talk about Automatic being he doesn't mean to be rude, right? But sometimes he asks those questions that are hurtful. I saw my girlfriend once at the grocery store, and I've told this story before, and I hadn't seen her in a long time, and I knew she was having a baby, and I was so excited. I walked up to her, and I was like, oh my gosh, when are you due? And she said, I had my baby 4 months ago. 4 months ago. God,
no.
I can feel myself getting red right now. I felt horrible.
I never sleep again.
I said, oh my gosh, congratulations. And she's just standing there with her cart in front of her, obviously mortified and hating me. I wish I'd been the woman in the elevator.
Yeah. The somersault into recovery of, and you look fabulous.
Yeah, how are you going to say that?
How do you feel?
I was going to say anything. I didn't even know what to say. I said, well, maybe we can, you know, I can see the baby soon and I'll talk to you later. I just freaking turned my cart around.
You should have went Bill Crosby and said, I'm blind.
I don't have my glasses on. But I didn't mean to do that. You know, I've never spoken to her since then.
Well, yeah, Dana, I couldn't guess that.
I want to have a conversation with you either.
But I didn't mean to. See what I mean?
Well, hopefully she dropped that mama 15 and, you know, she's living life. Or maybe she
You know what? Anthony, I don't know. I don't even want to talk about that anymore. All
you were
right,
going to say it wasn't just 15 pounds.
I was, I swear.
Oh, dude. God. I know my wife.
I literally almost I'm over this conversation.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Eminem is battling Mark Zuckerberg. Oh. And this could get ugly. Let me break everything down after Anthony A. gives us celebrity birthdays.
We have Ninja celebrating his birthday. Mark Wahlberg and DJ Mustard celebrating birthday as well.
Okay, so Eminem is seeking $109 million from Meta, which obviously is owned by Mark Zuckerberg, right? They own Meta, they own Facebook and WhatsApp. Now, the accusation, Instagram as well. The accusation, before I even tell you what that is, the lawsuit is called the 8 Mile Style. Only Eminem is going to come up with something like that. So the accusation is that they're using music that was made by Eminem and not paying for it. Many people make their clips or it's in the background and they're not getting paid. Billions of times, not millions, billions of times, and Meta makes the money. Meta gets to charge the people for advertising and everything else, and Eminem's like, where's my cut? It's $109,350,000 worth of money.
I understand where he's coming from, but for a guy like me, he's making my life a lot harder because every time I'm DJing like at an NBA game or I'm DJing for some kind of corporate event, if there's music playing in the background and I post it to my Instagram or TikTok or Facebook, the people are always like, you're going to get us sued. You're going to get us sued. You can't have that music on there.
So I understand that. So since you're DJing at an NBA game or at a big event, those corporations that are worth billions should probably work a deal out. Just like we have one in radio. We can't play anything without paying ASCAP and BMI. You can't get anything for free.
Yeah, but when somebody's just doing a video and the music's in the background, how are you supposed to control that?
Because you're at the game. The people that own these teams need to pay. They need to figure something out, just like we did.
I feel like Eminem's also selling himself a little bit short, though, because the really people who are like going to, I understand, I guess there is a money issue, but then automatic saying to his point, it's like the people who use it. So it's also helping keep his music alive.
Yes, and stay
That's
relevant.
True.
Yeah,
that's true.
Ain't nobody going to go download his songs now. I mean, respectfully.
I mean, he's still selling millions of albums.
He's still selling a bunch of them, but it's not new stuff.
It's not.
Clipping this old stuff is allowing him to stay relevant.
Clipping it and using it in the background. I mean, you're right.
Had that not been going on, my daughter probably wouldn't know who he is.
You're right. Ava Maddox loves Eminem because of that. Sir, you're a grandfather now. Settle down, okay? We'll follow this lawsuit closely and keep you updated.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Hardworking couple Cesar and Jenny Vasquez saved money to buy their kid a car, $9,000.
It's a lot of money.
And it was stolen.
What?
Here they are sharing their story with ABC 13.
It's a sacrifice because any parent knows that when you make a sacrifice for your kids, it's not easy.
When we saw the video in less than 30 seconds, he was in and out of the car. Start over, you know, but, you know, God provided once and I know he'll do it again.
I cannot imagine losing, or not losing, having someone steal $9,000 from me. Reading the article and getting more in depth, Cesar believes that somebody was inside Wells Fargo listening.
He thinks it's an inside job.
I don't know if he thinks it's an inside job, but he thinks someone was inside. It's called jugging. People hanging outside the banks or kind of going in and pretending to do some type of transaction when what they're really doing is listening to see who's pulling cash out. When you go up to the ATM and you have a lot of cash, you should go inside the bank. Don't do it outside.
This reminds me of the story of the director from Sinners, Ryan Coogler. One time he got pulled out of a bank because he was trying to withdraw a large sum of money. And what he would do is he would write the amount down on a piece of paper.
Wouldn't even say it.
So that he wouldn't say it out loud and then slide that over to the teller. But somebody saw that happening and then they tried to arrest him saying that they thought he was passing like a bank robbery note.
Oh, for real?
Oh, yeah. My gosh.
But like he had to explain to the police officers literally what happened to this couple in Pasadena could happen to me. If I'm out there saying, hey, I need this X amount of money, and it's like, for me, I just heard that story like last week, and now you're telling me about this. I'm so happy I'm broke.
Whole jugging thing is on the rise.
This reminded me, when we bought the house in Phoenix, when I went to take out the money from the bank, the lady actually told me, she said, don't say it out loud, just write it down right now.
I remember automatic. You came back and told me that.
It just reminded me of that.
And you didn't want to do it in the car. You got down, and we went straight to wherever the heck we needed to go to as well. I'm never going to blame anybody, because this couple did not deserve to be stolen from. But never, ever leave your bag. Leave anything that can be visible inside of a car. I tell my daughters this all the time. My oldest, she left her purse, her bag in the front seat, and they busted her window out to get it. My middle child, same thing. I told her, don't ever leave anything in there. She left her school backpack, you know, on a passenger side. They busted her window to get it. And they learned these lessons the hard way. And Ava Maddox, thank goodness, has not had it happen. But if there is a backpack, a bag, anything that looks like there might be something in it of value, people are going to steal it. I got caught. Remember automatic? We didn't get our car busted, but I had change under the seat. I'd been saving. It was a giant jar, like a giant jug of change. And somebody just opened the door because we didn't lock our doors one night and stole it.
Damn.
And that was just probably maybe,
I feel like,
you know,
I had
40,
my car broken into, like, I don't know, about 10 times at this point. It
happens. Yeah. And, you know, there's nothing else you can do but pray for the people going who are committing that crime and hoping that, you know, they find, you know, peace, and they obviously need it more than you did.
But what happened with them is way more scary, because for somebody to actually hang out at the bank, follow you to wherever you're going, and then rob you.
This is like an organized crime activity. When you see the video, you know the person is in gloves. They've got a full mask on. They've got it covering their face, their hat. Like, they know what they're doing. And they obviously are hanging out in front of different financial institutions waiting for the opportunity.
Be aware of your surroundings.
Don't give them the opportunity. Go to @DanaCortezShow on Instagram. We're going to post the video in the story. Let us know what you think. Was this an inside job? And remember, like Automatic said, be aware of your surroundings.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
What world are we in? Shaquille O'Neal is talking about Taylor Swift. Let me explain. But first, Anthony A., famous people's birthdays.
We have DJ Mustard celebrating his birthday. We also have Mark Wahlberg, Ninja, and we'll wrap it up right there.
Okay, so Shaquille O'Neal, who is an NBA great, legend, also commentator.
He's also a DJ.
He's a what?
He's also a DJ.
And a very wealthy and successful venture capitalist.
He absolutely is. And he's also a Taylor Swift fan.
Hey.
He just appeared on the Kelce Brothers podcast. Take a listen.
Please welcome Shaquille O'Neal.
Yeah, baby.
A.K.A. the Black Kelce Brother.
Let's go.
Hold on. I gotta show you guys something. That's my favorite song in the world, brother.
Yeah. You didn't know it. Just got this song back, too.
Yeah.
Just bought all our music.
Stop the presses. He said, we just bought all our music. What, Travis? What are you talking about? We and our.
Well,
I didn't even notice that. You caught that, huh?
No, you didn't. DJ Automatic, you're like, why are you going there? Why are you going to play it? I said, because Travis Kelce is going to ask that woman to marry him.
And if she already hasn't.
And she better get a prenup. We want prenup.
When you start using the term we.
We and our, sir. Mm. That is hers and she's alone.
I think he deserves it, though, because like he's helped uplift her. I think I've followed her career since the Fearless album, and this is probably the happiest I've ever seen her in her life personally, enough to where she's stepping away and doing different things. And so, yeah, I think, you know, shout out to Travis Kelce for making Taylor Swift the happiest she's been.
And Anthony, you are a Swifty. You were a Swifty before I was a Swifty. You used to come in the studio years ago like, T-Swift, I'm a Swifty, and I love all that. She better get a prenup, because that is her art. That is her music. That is her blood, sweat, and tears.
I'm with you 100%, but think about how rich she really is when her man is probably worth $50 to $75 million, and she's got to worry about having to pay him out.
Either way, I don't think Travis Kelce would ever do anything to hurt her. I don't. I mean that 100%. When he said we and ours, I think that this is it for her. They're going to end up married. They're going to have babies together. And who knows? Maybe we'll get the Taylor Travis podcast next. Oh. I don't know.
Ah, I can miss that.
Everybody with CTE needs to stop doing podcasts. That's what that is. It was just a big old bro down. I instantly don't want to hang out with Shaq anymore. That was the most annoying I've ever heard of.
I like Travis and Taylor together, but the podcast, my thing.
Man,
His brother Jason's not good on the air. I'm sorry.
Shannon Sharp, you need to stop doing a podcast. All y'all need to stop doing podcasts.
Well, we have a good one. Listen to ours. Dana Cortez Show, wherever you stream podcasts.
Let us have our jobs, okay?
More radio now. We'll be right back.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.